And now online, via various audio providers, on your phone or tablet, via your desktop or laptop, I don't know, it's time for another edition of Ian Danter's Barmy Old Podcast.
Hello, hello, how are you? You've landed yourself at the start of episode 9 of Ian Danter's Barmy Old Podcast, the show that combines silly voices, sketches and songs all together, whether it's new and fresh or archive stuff from my old shows 20 years ago as a presenter on BRMB or Heart FM up in the Midlands. My name is Ian Danter from TalkSport and Planet Rock, ably assisted, as always, here by Sean Percival, co-writer, stand-up and the voice of Black Country Bob, who is on the way today, don't worry. And it's also welcome aboard today to our old writing cohort from Barmy Brummy's days on BRMB, Andy Robinson. We got the band back together, isn't that nice? Coming up today then, loads of new stuff for you again. A good news story about one of Britain's best-loved pop stars. Des goes to Weight Watchers. We recall our awful spirit medium bloke who we met in Heart FM times. And another brand spanking new Mr. Men story, just to whet your appetite. But before we go any further, let's get you the very, very latest from the Barmy Old Podcast newsroom with Jim White and first, Hugh Edwards. Thank you, Ian. Hello to you. Here's the very latest. Sir Keir Starmer has asked for a one-on-one meeting with Boris Johnson. The Prime Minister has said he'll be happy to meet any time on Wednesday, providing that if he can walk to the bus station and is capable of driving to take exercise but not meet his parents unless they're in a garden centre but only one per household and get back to work unless you can't hire a cleaner, he is happy to do so. The fast food restaurant McDonald's has reopened some of its branches in the southeast of the country. As of yet, there is no confirmation that the recent addition of a bat soup and McPangolin sandwich meal deal has been quite the hit that the company had hoped. The CEO of Zoom, Eric Yuan, has come online today to thank everyone for using his very popular video call site during lockdown. He told his shareholders that it's an absolute honour to be able to serve a difficult time. See you on Saturday night for a quiz. And after the success of his crooner sessions on Twitter, Gary Barlow has taken to social media to ask who he should collaborate with next. HMRC are claiming they wish he would have asked them the same question several years ago. And finally, to our sports desk, here's Jim White.
Thanks very much, Hugh. Arsenal have revealed they would like to play behind closed doors for the remainder of the season. The club are hoping the improved atmosphere will spur the players on.
And that's the latest. You're up to date.
Thanks for that, fellas. So, lockdown continues across the UK in one form or another. We've all read and debated online about how much truth we hear every day in the Downing Street briefings and what were then subsequently told about everything by the news outlets that we all follow, whether it's print or broadcast media. I'll tell you something though, Errol Brown and his 70s supergroup Hot Chocolate are really not impressed with any of it.
They're full of crap. They're full of crap. They're full of crap. Don't admit one mistake. Stay insincere and fake. You smile, but underneath, I know you're fibbing through your teeth. Dishing out vague advice, you counted nurses twice. Pure waffle every day, I can't believe a word you say. So you spin again. You spin again, twist the facts again. You tosser, you love to run fake stories in the sun and on BBC One. I don't believe them, cause now I It's all fed to Peston and Koonsberg. It's all just crap. As you spin again,
they're full of crap. They're full of crap. They're full of crap.
You're the enemy.
They're full of crap.
Enemy.
They're full of crap.
Enemy.
And with that, we head seamlessly on the Barmy Old Podcast, as we always do at this stage, to the House of Commons to check in with your friend and mine, the politically incorrect MP for Dudley, Black Country Bob, who today has issues to raise with the Prime Minister about the current state of play in the UK. Actually, just England, probably. He wouldn't give a toss about Scotland and that, would he? Come to think of it, it's probably just Dudley that bothers him. Anyway, sing along.
He's in the House of Commons, he's parliamentary, and proudly representing his constituency. He's the perfect politician until he opens his gob. He's the MP for Dudley, he's Black Country Bob.
Mr. Speaker!
Order, order. Prime Minister's questions. Black Country Bob.
Prime Minister, you've made a big mistake changing your slogan to Stay Alert instead of Stay At Home.
Yes, well, we did it. We did it for the good of the country.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what about my granddad? He's started going out because of you.
And is he staying alert?
Yeah, yeah. Of course he ain't. He's 85 years old. How can he stay alert? He don't know who he is, where he is, or what day of the week it is.
Of course, I'm sorry to hear that. Is it because the Right Honourable Member for Dudley's grandfather has the onset of senile dementia?
Nah, it's because he's back on the booze again, eh? And I'll blame you.
Order, order.
When the advice was to stay at home, we could keep him off it. But now you've said he can go out again, he's back on the pop, eh? They fun him yesterday. Passed out in a puddle of his own urine on a roundabout in Tipton.
What? You mean a roundabout in the middle of the road?
Nah, a roundabout on a kid's play park. The coppers asked me to go and pick him up, but I couldn't drive, because I'd had a few myself, like.
Oh, I see, yes, very, very responsible. Was it late at night?
Nah, just before breakfast. Air of the dog wore it.
If the Right Honourable Member for Dudley's grandfather is passing out in public places because of alcohol, and the Right Honourable Member for Dudley himself is drinking alcoholic beverages before breakfast, then I suggest they both need to get professional help. Yes, they should consider Alcoholics Anonymous.
What are you on about?
Or go to an AA meeting. Get some help from the AA.
I can't do that. I've just changed to green flag.
Oh, order, order.
I'm cheaper than the AA. What are you lot laughing at?
I will have order in this house. Order. So apparently Chris Martin from Coldplay has been suffering with a really bad case of acne since this lockdown started. How are you coping with the acne, Chris?
I squeezed a spot. I squeezed a spot or two. And out came loads of goo. And it was all yellow.
All right, thanks for that, Chris. Well, again, the TV programmes getting all the great viewing figures just now are cooking shows, and we're completely shameless to just piggyback on that, no problem. So let's get straight over to Ainsley Harriott.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome
to another lockdown edition of
Ready, Steady, Cook. And joining me from his kitchen in Cornwall is none other than Gordon Ramsay, yes. You okay, Gordon?
Yes, Ainsley. I'm fine, thank you.
Oh, yes, he sounds very rude of health, doesn't he, ladies and gentlemen?
So, Gordon, what are you going to be rustling up for us today?
Okay, Ainsley, first of all, you take a large chunk of Boris Johnson, and to that you add some Dominic Raab and Matt Hancock, then you sprinkle on a bit of Priti Patel, and finally you add just a pinch of Michael Gove.
Oh, yes, you can't beat a bit of Govey-Wovey, can you, no?
And then, Ainsley, you mix them all together with some confusing statements, conflicting messages and misleading information, and give it a good old stir. And then, Ainsley, you leave it all to simmer overnight, and in the morning you just chuck in a large dollop of Piers Morgan and just watch it all boil over.
Oh, sounds mouth-watering, Gordon.
And what are you going to call this dish?
I'm going to call it a dog's dinner, Ainsley. A complete and utter dog's f***ing dinner. A total f***ing Horlicks. And I'll tell you something else as well, Ainsley. If they don't grow some b*** and sort this f***ing mess out, they'll be going under in less than 6 weeks, I promise you.
Oh, what is he like, ladies and gentlemen, eh?
Unbelievable.
Back to the music now. And the tabloids have been full of front-page stories about pop megastar Adele and her incredible weight loss. And I'm delighted to say she joins us now on the Barmy Old Podcast. Adele, it's so lovely to see you. You look fantastic and so, so happy too, which is what it's all about. It's brilliant. Now, I'm presuming you've spent a lot of time in the gym lately, but I think we all know that the worst thing about dieting is giving up all your favourite foods. You must have had to make loads of sacrifices. What did you say to yourself before you embarked on this regime?
Never mind, I'll find some low-fat food. Taste of nothing, but it's best for you too. Instead of butter on bread, I'll have low-calorie spread. Sometimes I'll fancy chips, but sometimes I fruit instead. Sometimes I'll fancy chips, but sometimes I fruit instead. You've heard that I've slimmed right down. Now I don't eat twirls and I'm quite trim now. I gave custard creams up too. Don't eat onion rings like I used to do. Oh, friend, we would share a pie. It ain't like me to hold back or hide from the fries. I used to eat lots of cheese fondue 'cause I liked it, but I'm gonna stop it now. I'm gonna fight it. I've decided to lose weight, and so please be reminded that for me, no more Pavlova. Never mind, I'll find some low-fat food. Taste of nothing, but it's best for you too. I love butter on bread, but now I'll have low-fat spread. Sometimes I'll have fried egg, but sometimes I've poached instead. Sometimes I've poached instead.
And thanks once again to the only girl I know who can sing like Adele or Ann Wilson without barely getting a sweat on. Tanith Roberts-James, we salute you. This is Ian Danter's Barmy Old Podcast. And yes, I'm not the only one to have launched a new pod during these past weeks of lockdown. A lot of competition out there for your ears, especially in the world of comedy. One I particularly love that's been about for a while, actually, is Clinton Baptiste's Paranormal Podcast. Remember him? The spirit medium guy in Phoenix Nights? It's genius. And listening to that show the other day reminded me of an occasional character we had on the Sunday Carve-Up show on Heart FM, what, 15 years or so back. Another man who claimed he could make contact beyond the grave. He was from Liverpool, and he was called Eric Pecora. Yeah, any similarities, etc., etc. Anyway, our Scouse spirit medium joined us one particular Sunday, direct from the Cadbury building, just down the road from our studios in Brum. So, was the chocolate factory haunted? Well, Eric was convinced, of course.
Oh, Ian, I have a strong sense here of a spirit person in this room, in this room.
Is he really, Eric? And tell me, what sort of mood is he in? Let me guess.
Oh, he's angry.
Angry?
He's angry, Ian.
Really?
So angry.
I'm surprised.
What was that, Sam?
Sam's his spirit guy, by the way.
Thank you. Oh, this spirit person, Ian, he wants to communicate through me.
Oh, does he?
Yes.
That means you're going to get possessed now. Go on then, go and get into character. What a performance. He's going to put a voice on now, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah.
My name is Terry.
Really? Your name's Terry? Terry what?
Terry. Terry Zorgold?
Terry Zorgold. Is that the best you can do, Eric? Oh, carry on with your possession. Carry on. Yes, tell me, Terry, about your life.
I was on the Cadbury production line for 42 years.
Right.
I was 1 week away from retirement when I was sacked.
Sacked, were you? Right. And what for?
For eating a sweet on the premises.
Well, that's a bit harsh, mate, considering you worked in a chocolate factory.
Ah, but it was a sweet from a rival confectioner.
Oh, I see then, Terry. So, what sweet was it that you had then?
It was a hard toffee sweet, yes. I can't remember much more.
No, come on, you must remember the brand, surely. Tell us.
All right.
Spit it out.
It was called Weathers Original.
Oh, come off it, Eric. There you go. Your Scouse accents let you down again. I know you're making it up, mate.
Oh, Ian, what happened? What happened there? Was I possessed?
Mate, you are one raisin short of 3 pounds of fruit and nut.
Oh, sorry, Ian. What was that, Sam?
God.
Oh, you want some free samples of Cadbury chocolate to eat through me?
Unbelievable.
Yes, that's fine, Sam, yes. Okay.
What is he on?
Now, here's a bit of an exclusive. Football did return at the weekend, but only in Germany's Bundesliga. And we've managed here at the Barmy Old Podcast to get our hands on a recording of John Motson and Trevor Francis's controversial commentary on the Borussia Dortmund Schalke game on Saturday afternoon. Now, we're joining it seconds before kickoff, just after Motti and Trevor were told in their headphones that there had been a monumental cock-up and they were supposed to be broadcasting in German.
But Motti, I don't know any German.
Neither do I, Trevor. We'll just have to improvise. Just use any German words that come into your head. Don't forget, once the whistle goes, we are live to a German audience. Julian Brandt, Dashboot, Pretzels, Thomas Delaney, Volkswagen, Bratwurst, Liebfrauenmilchbosch, Erling Haaland, Autobahn, Melina Dietrich, Bex, Torgen Hazard, Heidi Klum, Erling Haaland, Mercedes-Benz, Hofmeister, Follow the Bear, oh, Vorsprung, Dirk Technique, Erling Haaland, Borussia Dortmund, Eind, Schalke, Null, Oktoberfest. Trevor.
The Berlin Wall, Black Forest Ghetto, Heineken. Help me, Motti.
I can't, Trevor. I'm totally out of German myself. Keep going, Trevor. Keep going. Just do something the German viewers will like.
I'll follow the Moskva down to Gorky Park. And listen to...
What are you doing, Trevor? You're singing in English.
I know, but, the Scorpions were a German band, Motti.
Were they? Oh, fair enough then. 2, 3, 4.
We followed the Moskva down to Gorky Park and listened to the wind of change.
I don't know any more of the words, Motti.
Well, nor do I. What are we going to do, Trevor?
I know. Just whistle, Motti.
Oh, okay, you mean like this?
No, Matty, not that sort of whistle, you donut.
Oh, sorry, Trevor. Or should I say, in Schuldigensee, bitcher.
High time we dropped in on Des to hear another extract from his extraordinary diary. He's already regaled us with tales of hairdressers, banks and Sky Sports installations. Here, he's trying to convince us he used to assist in fighting the flab.
Des's diary.
Hi, girls. Des here on Ian Danter's Sunday Carve-Up here on 100.7 Hard FM. And it's time, once again, for Des's Diaries. And today, it's a big... Hi, girls. To all the staff at my local Weight Watchers, where... Would you believe it? I used to work. One day, a young housewife came in who was worried about her husband's scales.
I get on every night, but nothing seems to happen, she moaned.
Well, don't worry, you can have a go on mine, I said helpfully. And seconds later, she was down to her undies. Hop aboard, I instructed her.
Oh, yes, yours definitely works, she purred as she looked at the dial. The more weight I put on it, the further up it goes, she gasped.
Well, I'll tell you something. She might not have been on the Atkins diet, but she certainly had a lot of meat inside her that day.
Fantastic.
Well, sadly, that young housewife's husband stopped her coming to Weight Watchers after he caught her giving a male member a nutritious shake.
Cheerio.
Des's Diary. The Sunday Carve-Up. 100.7 Hot FM.
Now, as this episode has gone to air, there are still countless meetings going on across the various football leagues about when they can legitimately restart their campaigns, or not in some cases. Now, whatever is decided, it seems the lawyers will get their teeth into the governing bodies on some club's behalf or other. Now, 14 years ago this week, there was a huge amount of talk about legal action when Tottenham Hotspur lost on the final day of the Premier League season to West Ham United 2-1. That allowed their deadly rivals Arsenal to leapfrog Spurs by winning their game to go up into fourth and therefore deny Spurs a Champions League spot that they'd wanted for so long. Spurs Dutch manager Martin Jol revealed that 10 of his players fell very ill prior to the game with sickness and diarrhea, and subsequently a lasagna cooked at the team hotel the day before was cited as the cause of the illness that swept through the squad. They didn't get the game replayed as they'd wished, and they just had to, well, stomach it, I guess. Poor Martin.
Last week, loose game. Bad gotch to blame. Team ill. We lost. All got the trots. Spurs didn't qualify, that really hurts. Phone claims direct, cause we think some fun should be sued. Most of my players were ill with the squirts. Tottenham lost because we all came down with food poison. Food poison, running to the loo. Food poison. Hotel food just went straight through. Food poison. Food poison, all stuck on the bog. Food poison. Oh, Wenger is such a jammy sod. Poison.
Well, Martin, yo, what can you do in situations like this? You just don't know it's coming. What did the hotel manager say to you when you arrived?
Well, he just said to us, welcome to the Hotel Salmonella.
What's that? I hear you cry. Do I have another previously unreleased, unheard Mr. Men story standing by? Have I let you down before now? Actually, don't answer that. But I do have a new Mr. Men story for you, narrated, as always, by Arthur Lowe. And somehow it just wouldn't be quite the same without that lovely music bobbing along in the background.
Mr. Footballer answered his phone. "Can you hang on a sec? I've just got to finish something," he said. And do you know what Mr. Footballer did then? He stared straight into his webcam and said, "So don't forget, everybody, stay home, stay safe, and protect our NHS. Then Mr. Footballer turned his PC off and quickly picked his phone back up. "Are you still there? Good. Can you send two around tomorrow night, please? Are Luscious Lucy and Cheeky Cheryl available?" he inquired excitedly. Then Mr. Footballer frowned. "Oh, they aren't available. So who have we got left then?" Mr. Footballer asked. "Okay then, we'll make do with Big Brenda and Dirty Doris. 7 o'clock sharp, cash up front," said Mr. Footballer somewhat dejectedly, and he hung up. Now, a few weeks later, as part of the Premier League's Project Restart, Mr. Footballer was getting the results of his medical tests. "Well, the good news is, you haven't got the coronavirus, but something else was showing up, so we need to take another swab," the doctor said. "Fair enough," said Mr. Footballer, opening his mouth. "No, not from your mouth, or your nose, or your ear, or even your bottom for that matter," said the doctor. "Well, there's nowhere else you can take a swab from," stated Mr. Footballer. "Oh, yes, there is," replied the doctor. "And do you know what he then produced from his drawer?" "Yes, you're right. A tiny stainless steel medical implement that somewhat resembled an umbrella." "All right, get it out, slap it on the desk, and let's get this over with," the doctor instructed. And can you guess what Mr. Footballer did? "Yes, you're right, he fainted." Poor Mr. Footballer. Should have kept it in his trousers, the dirty bastard.
Now, to finish today, the number one song in the hit parade a week or so back was one where all the proceeds go to the NHS, as Dave Grohl, the nicest man in rock, as we know, conscripted the likes of Rag & Bone Man, Dua Lipa, Jess Glynn and many more to acoustically cover a Foo Fighters classic. But the problem is, this show here was asked to do it first, with our characters and friends making contributions. And for some reason, Dave just didn't take us up on our version. I mean, I'm not bitter. Buy his, please, buy his, and contribute to the NHS in doing so. But I thought you'd like to hear what happened when I got some of the Barmy Old Podcast gang together to do our version of Times Like These.
Yes, good evening. Well, listen, I am a one-way motorway. Yes, I'm the one that drives away and then I stay at home or not, as the case may be. Well, I've got orange skin shining. You ready? I'm actually brilliant and smart, but fake news always likes to moan. You're a horrible person, CNN.
It's times like these you learn to live again. It's not, oh, I can't remember all these f***ing words, man.
It's times like these you learn to love again, isn't it, Ant? It's times like these, time and time again. You're right, Dak. Let's laugh at ourselves uncontrollably.
Well, I'll be on the air when you're rising on Talk Sport. Then tune in to Sky. And I'll be on the air tonight as well for hours.
You see, I'm a little divided. Now, do I stay or run away and leave it all behind? Behind or leave it and away, run, stay, or do I?
It's times like these you raid the fridge again.
Yes, excellent. It's times like these, Smithers, I learnt his name again.
Homer Simpson, sir. Now, it's times like these that you learn to love again. And, yes, you're right, it's times like these, time and time again.
Hi, girls. Let's go. Well, it's times like these that I contemplate that all the titted ladies that I'm going to date. I'm aching now, ache for a wicked rabbit night. Gonna meet all the ladies I've been swiping right, and I'll do FaceTime if you're horny. Who knows, we could get a little porny. We can chat, we'll have time aplenty, but right now there's two things I wanna empty. You get me?
Fantastic.
There you go. Des showing AJ Tracy how it's done, frankly. Why they didn't choose that version, I really can't say. That's your lot then, as we bring the safety curtain down on episode 9 of Ian Danter's Barmy Old Podcast. Thanks for listening and your brilliant support for this here thing. Thanks to Sean, as always, and to Andy for their contributions too. Remember, you can get in touch with me on Twitter at TalkDance, TalkDants, or if you prefer a private email message to me, just use my personal website, iandanter.co.uk. There's an email contact link on there somewhere. You'll find it. More next time, so stay safe, look after yourself, and I'll catch you back here when Ian Danter's Barmy Old Podcast hits double figures. And that's episodes, not listeners. Doing a bit better than that, come on. So, as Des would say, cheerio.